Miracle Marathon benefiting Children's Wisconsin, and become a Miracle Club member. You'll be helping out the kids and the families. As a matter of fact, let's introduce you to another family. And before we do, I just want to remind you of our topic of discussion. In this interview, we're going to be talking with a family who joined us here whose daughter was injured in the Waukesha Christmas Parade back in November. The focus is going to be on how Children's Wisconsin cared for her and helped her family heal. We just want to acknowledge that for some of our listeners and some of the staff who's listening right now, this content may trigger difficult memories or feelings. We encourage you to care for your well-being, and we do understand that if some of you choose to turn the volume down or turn away, totally understand.
Yeah,
it's all okay. About self-care, and it's okay. Having said that, Joseph and Leanne Hollingsworth join us right now. Thank you very much. How are you today?
Good.
We're good. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Let's talk about Mackenzie. How old is Mackenzie?
She's 9.
9. All right. Take us back to that day. She was marching in the parade with a dance team.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So she, both of our daughters actually, were dancing marching in the parade with their dance team. And that evening, I was watching the parade with the rest of my family. Dad was up north hunting. And all of a sudden, we could sense chaos. And you just knew something wasn't right. Mm-hmm. We heard gunshots, and right away, you know, panic sets in, and you know something is wrong. And a few seconds later, I got a phone call from my older daughter, and she said that Mackenzie was injured, and she said, but she's awake, you know, she'll be okay. Our older daughter was okay, and they were thankfully ushered inside by some really amazing businesses nearby that just quickly opened their doors to get these kids to safety. And so my mom, my brother, and I, we just started running and tried to get as quickly as we could to where Mackenzie and the rest of the team was. And when we got there, we found her and quite a few others, unfortunately, lying on the ground. And the scene was just horrific. I mean, it's just indescribable. And, you know, at that moment, we knew that this was not the outcome that we were hoping for from what was supposed to be a joyous evening and,
sure,
you know, the beginning of the holiday season, and it quickly turned another direction. And so felt really, really thankful in that moment, though, that there was some amazing bystanders that, you know, at that point we didn't know, was there an active shooter? Was there something else? And, you know, these folks stayed there with my child until I got there. Kept her calm, kept her comfortable. They had covered her with some blankets, you know, that people had left. And very quickly, a really wonderful off-duty EMT came by and said, you know, we need to get her to the hospital. And of course, you know, these first responders were doing everything they could. It was just absolute chaos. And we were able to wrap her up in some blankets. And there was a officer nearby that helped us get her into the back seat of the squad, and that's how we rushed to the hospital.
Okay, so when you see her, what's going through your mind? Do you know there's something that's not like Mackenzie's not being Mackenzie?
Oh, absolutely. She wouldn't open her eyes, and I could see right away she had an injury on the right side of her head, and it was already starting to swell. She had some road rash, and her leg was also bent a direction it shouldn't be. So yeah. I'll spare you the details of that. Yeah. So we knew pretty quickly that she had some pretty severe injuries.
So when you got, did you go to a Waukesha facility?
Yeah, we went right to Waukesha Memorial, fastest ride we've ever taken. Mm-hmm. And once we got inside, again, I mean, Waukesha Memorial was doing all they could, but
sure,
they just weren't prepared for the number of patients that came in. And so it took a while. You know, we were on the floor of the waiting room for a while until we could get into her room and be seen. But thankfully, you know, once she got a CT scan and they realized, you know, she needed care, more care than what Waukesha could offer, we went straight from the CT scan into the back of an ambulance and to Children's.
Joseph, how do you find out about this?
Bits and pieces. I mean, it's the easiest way I can explain it. I'm driving home and, you know, the people that I care about, I don't know who's safe. I don't know who's alive. I mean, I'm sending texts while going on the road, which I shouldn't be saying, but, you know, doing that, you know, getting phone calls in and out, talking,
sure,
to people, family members, friends, people I haven't spoken to in months, just trying to piece together what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, it seemed like it was hours before I had any bit of information, because I'm trying to contact her. She's obviously taking care of Kenzie. I'm wondering where my other daughter is at this point, where my parents are.
Right.
Everybody.
So I want to get back to Mackenzie and what, when you finally made it to Children's and you had said that they did the scan, and what did they see, or what was going on?
Yeah, so Mackenzie had a pretty severe fracture. She actually had quite a few in her skull, some pretty severe bleeding on her brain, and that was the most critical, you know, that they were really concerned about, which is what warranted the pretty quick transfer to mm-hmm. Children's.
How is she now?
She's doing great. You know, all things considered, it could have been a very different outcome. And that's one of the big reasons that we are very thankful for Children's. And, you know, when you hear about these kids that have had injuries like this, and the outcome could have been much worse. And she might not be dancing like she is today, or looking forward to riding a bike or riding her scooter or going swimming this summer. And, mm-hmm. and here she is looking forward to those things and, you know, being a kid again.
Yeah. I, as a parent, I can't even imagine what that must have been like for you to walk up to that scene and not even know which one was your daughter, because there were so many kids laying on the ground, and the help, like we heard from Bonnie, you know, the EMTs and the firefighters and everybody jumping in. I mean, this community is pretty incredible.
Yeah, the response from this community, I mean, from the moment that it happened, even through now, has just been amazing. And, you know, even when we were here in the hospital, I remember saying, you know, we're kind of protected in our little bubble at Children's. They kept us safe. We were oblivious to what was going on in the media and outside. But once we got home, we really started to learn, you know, just how much the outpouring of support was from everyone, you know, whether it was emotionally, whether it was meals dropped off at our door, whether it was people just checking in. I mean, everything was amazing.
Have you guys ever been or needed Children's prior to this?
So Mackenzie has been a patient here before.
Oh, she has, okay.
Actually, yeah, as a newborn. And then she was also seen in the Herma Heart Institute very briefly, thankfully, all good. But, yeah, so, you know, she's been here before.
So you're kind of familiar with what they do here, but not to the level that, yeah.
Yeah, we've said this. We're so thankful. I mean, how many people can say that Children's is in their backyard?
Right.
You know, the fact that we were able to get her assessed and hear that quickly and cared for is amazing. And the fact that, you know, we have Children's, which is why we were so passionate about this opportunity and so thankful that we were asked to come down here and share our story.
As far as any lingering, like, trauma or anything, I mean, we've talked to folks who have had nightmares, and do you have any of that going on?
Yeah, I don't think anybody will ever be the same, you know, after that parade. You don't get over it. You just learn to adjust. And, you know, we've all dealt with different things. Both of our kids, you know, Mackenzie doesn't remember as much because of the brain injury. Mm-hmm. She only knows the physical stuff that she's really dealt with, and some of the things related to the traumatic brain injury. And
what about
the
your
after
other daughter?
Our other daughter, she saw it all. You know, she was the one who saw her sister laying on the ground. She's the one that called us. She saw everything that happened. And thankfully, for being 13, she is amazingly wise beyond her years and very, very mature. So, you know, she's actually done really well with this. Both of our kids have been, you know, seeing some of the amazing therapists that Children's has. Those resources are second to none. And so we're also really thankful that we've had that available.
After having met her parents, I'm not surprised that she's doing well, because I would imagine you two do a pretty good job, obviously.
We try. Thank you.
I'll tell you what.
Every day. Every day it's... Every day it's easier. It's never going to be easy, but it's getting easier.
And when you finally got a hold of someone, you finally found out your family was safe.
Yeah.
What's that feeling's got to be just more than joyous.
You know, walking into the room and seeing her for the first time after the surgery, it was a nightmare.
Devastating. I mean,
you see things on the news. You never expect it's going to happen in your own backyard, especially affecting more than just your family, but a community of people that you know in your backyard. I mean, we weren't on vacation. Our family was home and this happened. But, you know, the Children's has just been absolutely great, and we're very blessed to have them here and for the multiple times we've been here. And it's never really a hospital you want to go to, but you're thankful when you're here that it's here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Thank you for sharing the story, too. We really appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
These are the kind of families that you're helping when you're donating money at WKLH.com. And we'll be back with more Miracle Marathon in minutes on 96.5 KLH.